You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, let me just quickly tell you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm is like an oasis in North Alabama, featured in Garden and Gun magazine. A lot of folks don't even know Donald Trump Jr. came there himself not long ago and stayed overnight to do a hunt. If you like wing shooting, that's like hunting pheasant and quail, they've got the guides, the guns, the dogs, all of it. Hundreds of manicured acres, beautiful place. But it's gotten to be such an amazing facility, not just with the grounds, but the actual facilities themselves and the chefs, that it's become a wedding destination. It's become a place where you can have corporate retreats. Just go out there and spend a day by yourself sitting by the infinity pool and watch the sun go down over the horizon. I'm just telling you, Otter Creek Farm is like a jewel in North Alabama, known across the United States. Check it out. Their website is ottercreekfarmstead.com. That's ottercreekfarmstead.com. All right, so we're moving to the next piece of the Triple Dipper. All right, Triple Dipper, the three things we run the show on today. We already did the first one, peace through strength. The next one I'm talking about is, what kind of candidate do you want? You know, I saw somebody on Twitter earlier today, and they were referencing Governor Ivey in this case, and they said, I don't care who runs against her, I'll vote for him because I just don't want that person. Well, it's not enough to say you just don't want that person. My question is, and here's the Triple Dipper, what do you want? What kind of candidate do you want? Well, I got somebody in here that's a pretty cool candidate for office. Good friend of mine, former state representative Mac Butler is now vying to be Representative Mac Butler once again. Mac and I served together in the Alabama legislature. He's from Rainbow City, Alabama. At one point, I was his senator and he was my representative. But Mac and I have both left office in 2018. He sort of eyeballed things in Montgomery, and I guess he's decided he thinks he needs to go down there and set some things right. Mac Butler, welcome to the studio.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Brother Phil. And I'm just amazed at what a good radio man you are, watching you work here and do the knobs, because I grew up, my daddy was in the radio business forever.
Yeah.
And I grew up at a radio station.
Harry B.
So I'm just amazed how good you are. But yes, the Montgomery you and I served at is quite different today. If you look at the last few years from when you and I were there, we had a small coalition of staunch conservatives, fiscal conservatives, social conservatives, and evangelical conservatives. But if you look back, what has gone on from the very first vote they did after these people that told everybody they wanted to be their voice in Montgomery, their representative to vote their will, went against 80-something percent of the people and passed this gas tax, which is almost a 60% increase, went from 18 cents to 28 cents. And they also did a perpetual tax increase at the same time that's 100% unconstitutional. They call that indexing. But where they stop, as the revenues they've had record revenues these last few years, which you would think they would lower taxes, but they just keep spending more and more and more. And I'm bothered by a number of things they did. And one, dealing with the COVID, we watched these executive edicts from the federal level, but from the state level as well. And executive edicts are not law.
No,
remember back to your separation of powers, those that are listening from your governmental class, only the legislative branch can make law. The executive branch can make suggestions. But in the state of Alabama, where in conservative Alabama, we the people allowed the governor to shut down our churches but keep our abortion clinics open. We allowed the governor to close our churches but keep liquor stores open. We allowed the governor to shut down mom and pop stores, some of them gone forever, but kept the Walmarts and the Home Depots that have lobbyists open.
And the legislature was silent the entire time.
We didn't hear anybody. If you looked at my Facebook, I was screaming about what they're doing. But, we know 100% it is unlawful for a law enforcement officer to enforce an unlawful order. Unlawful orders were enforced all over the state of Alabama. Yes, people were literally arrested for not wearing a mask. And I kept saying the mask mandate is a mask suggestion. Probably a good suggestion, but the point is, the governor cannot make law, the executive branch. The legislative branch is a bit more powerful. They're the only branch, if you get into it, and a lot of people don't know this, they're not three equal and separate. The legislative branch is a bit stronger, the courts are a bit weaker, the courts have no monies, no armies, the executive branch has a sword, but the legislative branch has the power of the purse, only branch that can legislate all by itself.
So let me ask you this, though. You're running to go down there and do some things that are not happening now. Like, what's your first priority when you get back in the House of Representatives? What's the one of the first things you hope you can actually move to fruition?
We need to repeal a portion of that gas tax right off the bat.
Come on,
the part that is unconstitutional needs to come off the top. The indexing, you know, as the industry goes up, they've built in an automatic tax increase.
Yep.
The sky's the limit.
Yep.
That right there is unconstitutional. Then, you know, you and I both know that $62 million of previous gas tax revenue was funding other state agencies for ages. And that's our point for opposing it, was if y'all need the money so bad, take the $62 million you've got. They sold this bill of goods, and they said all the money would go towards roads and bridges. Then we find out, oh, tens of million a year is going to the port, which the port's a worthy project. But let it stand on its own 2 feet or tell the truth on the matter. But this is literally, as you know, everything's driven from special interest. And that's all this is. And we're supposed to be the party of less government, more self-reliance. And this, our government has grown by leaps and bounds. But watching the governor go with these edicts, just as simple as she had 60 days of emergency authority. When it got to the 61st day or the 120th day, they just kept ramrodding, going straight on. And it's not up to them. Nobody can tell us what is essential and non-essential. What's essential to me is not essential to you.
That's the government picking winners and losers.
Yeah, it is. And I imagine if you told that to John Hancock and Sam Adams, I know what would have happened.
Well, let me ask you this, Mac. So for those of y'all that don't know, Mac is looking at primarying another Republican.
Yes.
All right. Which, by the way, I think that's going to happen around the state. I mean, right now you're seeing Governor Ivey has drawn a primary. You're seeing right now that there are other state legislators. I'm starting to see primary opponents pop up. The amazing thing in this, though, is for incumbent protection, the way the redistricting was just held. So for those who don't recall, redistricting is when every 10 years, because of the census data, they have to redraw legislative and other lines, in this case, state legislative lines. Well, usually we would have known those lines since last spring.
And they delayed it for many months.
Months. Yes. COVID was the excuse for everything. Yep. Why not let that be the excuse for this too? So they redrew the lines. Well, I actually know of a few people, Mac, and you do too, who had already announced they were going to run, and they shouldn't have announced early because they got drawn out.
That's why I kept telling people to lay low, because I am one myself.
You're not running for your old seat.
I was drawn out of my district.
You were drawn out of your old district because they knew that there was a possibility that Mac Butler might try and come back.
I have been screaming on Facebook ever since they took over. You know, when you and I were down there, in the House, we had a small coalition of staunch conservatives. We blocked the gas tax from even being able to come to the floor under two governors.
Yeah.
We need that coalition down there again, but we need it to grow, need stronger. We need liberty-minded, you know, of course, I'm an evangelical as you are, but we need liberty-minded, evangelical, conservative Republicans back in office. If you look back from the founding of this nation and study it, we were founded a Christian nation from the Mayflower Compact, which is they came in the name of Christ for the discipleship of Christ, to, you know, the John Jay, first Chief Justice appointed by George Washington. He said we are to select and prefer Christians to hold elected office. Every single state constitution of all 13 original states said you had to profess Christ to hold elected office. I love to speak at churches, and I go from the very beginning, give lots of info, usually around the 4th of July, on the founding of America, and the faith of our founding fathers literally carved in stone. But what I love to close with is I go showing how, because I equate the legislative branch to the church. Because, you know, like I was telling you earlier, they're the only branch, they have the power of the purse. They're the only branch that can legislate by themselves. They're the only branch that can impeach the other two branches, the only branch that can declare war and raise taxes. But I equate the legislative branch to the church. And my point is, the church allowed Roe v. Wade. The church allowed prayer to be removed from school and to sit idly by, and they said, we'll pray. But, you know, if you go back to the founding of the nation, and I love history, when Paul Revere was doing his famous ride, first of all, he did not say the British are coming. He said the regulars were coming. But basically, he runs to Reverend Jonas Clark's home. That's where John Hancock and Sam Adams are. And he tells them they're coming to kill him and imprison him. But the church fought the first four battles of the Revolutionary War, not George Washington. My point is, when Reverend Clark said, you know, when you talk about Concord, Lexington, Road to Boston, Bunker Hill, the church fought those four battles, and we need to get the church back in the game by electing Christians to office.
Okay. In a minute, I actually want to talk about House District 29 or 30 or whichever one you're running for now. Hey, Copper, let's go ahead and move to that short break we got to take right now. We're going to come back and finish talking with my brother, Mac Butler, who served with House District 30
yes.
for a full term and is now having to run for House District 28 because they redrew the lines. We'll talk a little bit about that from the perspective of, yeah, running for this office and what's going to happen in Montgomery. What kind of candidate do you want? I know what kind of candidate I want. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, real quickly, I got to tell you about eTaxBreaks.com. eTaxBreaks.com, what a cool job to have. Can you imagine every day you go to work, all you do is call your clients and say, hey, I found you some more money. That's what they do. They literally look at the way you run your business, and the things you think are just common sense, the things that Mac Butler might do for his electrical contracting business, they just think they're common sense. Like, you retained your employees as best you could through the epidemic. You placed your business in a certain place geographically. Any number of things qualify you for things like tax credits, tax rebates, tax refunds, grants. Well, eTaxBreaks.com, what they do is they assess your business, and they don't get paid a dime unless they find you a dime. So they only get paid if they find you money. And in just the month of July alone, they found over $7 million in 1 month for their clients. I'm just telling you, they're good at what they do. I know these folks personally. They got like 23 years of experience. eTaxBreaks.com, they got a special landing page just for our Right Side listeners. So go check it out, eTaxBreaks.com/Right Side. That's eTaxBreaks.com/Right Side. All right, going back now with my brother, Mac Butler. So, Mackie B, you're running again, and this time it's House District 28.
Yes, sir, 28.
28, which I find a little bit just odd that, and by the way, folks, if you don't know the lay of the land, I'll just tell you right now, District 28 was nowhere near Mac's former, yes, it was, but yet it was further down the road. They actually drew a straight line down Highway 411, Rainbow Drive, we call it, to get to your neighborhood to carve you out of it. Am I right?
That's correct.
Well, okay.
I'm flattered. I'm actually flattered by it.
Well, so Representative Craig Lipscomb does not have to worry about you running against him, but now Representative Gil Isbell does. And if I recall, Gil Isbell, he voted for the gas tax. He voted for the legalization of medical marijuana, which also raised taxes and built government. And there's been a number of things on Gil's plate that I guess you're going to get to run against. So you're primarying a Republican. Talk to me about the aspect of primarying a Republican.
Yeah, and these are friends. You know, we're all, but I'm far to the right of these people. But we need to shrink government. We need to shrink our spending and allow people to do more with their own money. Did you see any pro-life legislation in the last session?
And no school choice.
School choice, absolutely. That's part of the Republican platform. You know, did you see pistol permits go away? You know, you're literally paying for a right, one of the foundational liberties, number two, you know. But we don't have liberty-minded people there. I want to bring back, you know, conservative, small government, pro-life, but we need to have that. And I'm just, as I watch it, people that watch my Facebook page see me talk about liberty issues. We've got to get back and have conservatives in office. That I'm working for the people of that district. I do not need a job. We have two businesses, but so many of the people that run do need jobs, and they're literally not working for the people of their district. They're working for special interests. Hmm. That's who's paying them. You know, I mean, and I'm talking about doing things for them election time. So yeah, we won't be getting the money. The incumbents will be getting all the money. They'll get the caucus protection, but we plan to blow them out because the people are fed up. People are tired of being told what to do. And you get back to something even as simple as a lottery. You know, we actually tried to pass it multiple times in the House, and the special interests won't. You know, I'm not a gambling guy, but the people of my district wanted it. They want to play the lottery. And I'm of the opinion that grown folks can do what they want to with their money. But did you see them? They keep trying to do a full-blown casino. Okay. The people don't want that.
And not only that, they were doing it for the same people that have been breaking. They were trying to give monopolies to the same people that have been breaking our state laws for 30 years.
And that's why you can tell who's really pulling the strings. And it was not for the people, because the people would love to stop and have a scratch-off. I mean, that's you see people doing it all the time, and that's what they wanted. And we kept trying to do it, even when you and I were there, because we didn't mind the people deciding that and doing what they want. But the polling I've seen, people do not want the full-blown casinos, but that's what the legislature kept trying to do. And we're supposed to be down there working for the people, being their voice, not the voice of special interests. Special interests has way too large of a voice. If you look things the governor's doing, she's being led around by special interests every which way.
I'm going to be curious too, Mac, and I don't. By the way, I don't disagree with that. But I'm going to be curious too to see how many of these Republicans are taking money from the teachers union, because there was a time when you and I were in office when that was like antithetical to common sense for a Republican to take money from the teachers
state
union.
State party has always had a position opposed to it. Yeah, and my opponent has already taken $10,000.
Oh, has he really?
Yes.
In this campaign season, he already has?
That's what we saw the other day.
Wow. All right. So, so here's, I mean, so for those of y'all that don't know Mac Butler, and he may not be in your district, but just be of the understanding, this is the kind of person that we're talking about here. So, Mac, you've, you were the one, actually, and folks, I'll go ahead and say it. I was always a Republican, but I'd never been involved with the party. Mac was the party chairman and got me involved. You were the one that got me involved in the first place. Mac was there when I ran for office. I was there when he ran for office. And you were also the party chairman here locally. You've been a member of the state Republican Executive Committee. Right. Still are, I believe.
Still am.
And you've also served in the legislature. And a lot of folks don't realize the state legislature is a huge commitment, because it's technically a part-time gig. Charlene and I used to call it our full-time, part-time job.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. But you have a thriving electrical subcontracting business that is not going to slow down just because you're going to Montgomery all the time or having to run around to ribbon cuttings or meet with constituents or whatever. So you're heading down to this major commitment one more time.
Yeah, we have 138 properties as well we manage.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right. Well, folks, what you're hearing, though, is someone who's willing to put it on the line. And Mac, you and I both know there are good people in Montgomery. For those
there's
wonderful people
absolutely
down there.
Beautiful people. But you
and
need
there's some
people,
that need to go.
You need people to serve. And if someone had ever told me that I'd ever been involved in politics, I would have laughed. I was just a local dad when our kids started public school. I was recruited to be the PTSO president.
Yeah.
Did that for a number of years.
Served on the school board next,
from
right?
From that, I was drafted in 2002 to run for the school board. And in 2002... it was funny. Etowah County was a Democrat county. When they wanted me to run, I just smiled and said, I'm a Republican. And people were like, there's no way you'll win. In 2002, I was the only contest in this entire county we won.
Yeah.
And then I was reelected like three times the margin that time. And then, then I was recruited to be the party chairman, and we grew the party greatly. And now if you want to win a race, you need to have an R by your name, which is dangerous because we've had a lot of Democrats come over and tell us how Republican they are.
Oh, yeah.
And we're trying to do a better job and vet our candidates. And we've...
Well, and I agree with what you just said. And I'll just wrap this up by saying a big part of why I served 8 years as a state senator is because of Mac Butler. But Mac, best of luck to you, brother.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to getting back down there because we're planning on winning this. We're going to run like we're behind.
That's the only way to run, brother. That's the only way to run. Run like you're behind, like a scalded dog. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about looking for the kind of candidate you want, not just the one you don't want. We'll be right back.